Politicians from both sides of the aisle showing their support for John McCain after his diagnosis of brain cancer.
Yeah, it's tough news.
That's Lindsey Graham speaking of his Senate colleague and longtime friend, John McCain, as the 80-year-old Arizona Republican's been diagnosed with brain cancer, facing some difficult treatment options.
Talked to John, said, yeah, I might have to stay here a little bit longer, take some treatments, and I'll be back.
McCain's daughter, Megan McCain, says her father will not be surrendering to cancer. I'm Chris Barnes.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are down by 15,000. The Labor Department reports this morning 233,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims last week, down from the previous week's revised figure of 248,000. The biggest increase in claims were in New York, Michigan, Kentucky, Ohio, and Puerto Rico. The sharpest drop-offs, California, Missouri, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Connecticut. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
A report presented at an Alzheimer's conference shows dementia could be reduced with changes in lifestyle.
A report presented at an Alzheimer's conference in London says a third of the world's dementia cases could be prevented by addressing factors such as diet, depression, hypertension, education, and hearing loss. The report by 24 experts from around the world said the risk factors that contribute to dementia include obesity in middle age, smoking, physical inactivity, social isolation, and diabetes. A co-author of the study says modifying those behaviors can reduce the risk of dementia by 35%.
A mystery in Mississippi as shots are fired at a police officer's home one day after he was involved in a high-speed chase.
JPD Commander Tyree Jones says the idea that somebody angry over the chase might have fired the shots is being investigated, but...
That's pure speculation right now. We're not ruling that out, but we just don't have anything at this time to confirm that or to connect the two of the incidents together.
Tuesday's chase began with an attempted traffic stop in Pearl and continued into Jackson, where the woman being pursued caused two wrecks. Less than 12 hours later, the shots were fired at the officer's home in Jackson. Nobody was hurt. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Well, tomato-flavored potato chips are your thing. Prepare to rejoice. Frito-Lay has announced the three finalists of their Do Us a Flavor potato chip contest. The finalists are fried green tomato, crispy taco, and everything bagel with cream cheese. They hit the shelves on Monday. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We're going to have some fun today on the program. Now, listen, I've been known to do the impossible here on the Watchdog on Wall Street show. You're going to watch me do something magical here in the first segment. I'm going to tie in Sarah Palin, the New York Times, Morgan Stanley, Snapchat, and investment scams all in one segment. Yes, don't try this at home, kids. You may get hurt. Anyway, I start off with this. All right. Here we go. This past week, I find out that the New York Times, this is their position. This is their position in regards to Sarah Palin. If you do remember, it was a couple weeks ago where Sarah Palin was accused of being, well, the person, one of the people responsible behind Jared Loughner's shooting spree in Arizona that shot Gabby Giffords, and also I killed six people. New York Times put it in an op-ed piece. This was all in relation to the shooting that took place in Alexandria, Virginia, the Republican lawmakers getting shot up while practicing for their game. The New York Times has come out and said there was an honest mistake in posting the editorial. I'm not making this up. An honest mistake. We're supposed to believe that was an honest mistake. Meanwhile, that very day, they had another article within their paper that contradicted that. They've had editorials written debunking that complete, utter lie. Yet we're supposed to believe that that was an honest mistake. So, again, I'm reading this story, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You know what popped in my head? As you all know, but the listeners of this program, big fan of South Park. Then there was an episode a long, long, long time ago where they utilized Johnny Cochran. And Johnny Cochran used what is known as the Chewbacca defense. So I want you to have a listen to this. This was a lot of fun. Have a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen of this supposed jury, I have one final thing I want you to consider. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chewbacca. Chewbacca is a Wookiee from the planet Kishik. But Chewbacca lives on the planet Endor. Now think about that. That does not make sense. Why would a Wookiee, an 8-foot-tall Wookiee, want to live on Endor with a bunch of 2-foot-tall Ewoks? That does not make sense. But more importantly, you have to ask yourself, what does this have to do with this case? Nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, it has nothing to do with this case. It does not make sense. If Chewbacca lives on Endor, you must acquit.
All right, you must acquit. You must acquit the New York Times. Does not make sense. I was thinking about that and kind of tying this together when this story came out this past week. Again, just the bull excrement is flowing in New York City right now. I mean, it's just flowing. This past week, Morgan Stanley, one of the illustrious investment banks, white shoe firm, Morgan Stanley, changed their mind. That's right. They changed their mind. Morgan Stanley was one of the underwriters in Snapchat. In fact, Morgan Stanley likes Snapchat so much, they put a $28 price tag on the stock. They took the company public at $17 a share. Well, I don't know. Where did Snap close at? Is it in around $15 a share? They changed their mind. they now put a $16 price target on Snap. Now, if you believe, that the Morgan Stanley analyst made an honest mistake, yeah, you're the same person that believes that the New York Times made an honest mistake with Sarah Palin. Let me explain to everybody who's new to this program. Again, if you're new to this program, there is nothing else like it. We've been on the air for 17 years going after the liars, the crooks, the cheats on Wall Street and telling exactly who they are, how they operate, and what they do. Morgan Stanley. Okay, it's just interesting. Okay, they spend, they've got all of these Wizard of Smart Ivy League types. That's right. All these Ivy League types, mathematicians out there that analyze companies and they decide what companies they want to take public. And they decide that Snapchat is a good company. Now, I could take a look at that prospectus and business plan and tell you pretty quickly that it was a piece of bleep. Doesn't take long. You don't even need half a brain to figure out that it was a piece of bleep. That didn't matter. That didn't matter to the folks over at Morgan Stanley and the other big brokerage firm underwriters. They saw dollar signs, an opportunity for themselves to make a boatload of money, which they did, There is really no difference. And this is going back to the 1990s, and it's true today. There's no difference to what takes place with these big firms in regards to their investment banking deals and what happens at boiler room operators. I couldn't sleep. Last Tuesday. And I was up. I got up and, you know, I messing around doing some work in my office, flipped on a television show and the station and Boiler Room was on, which is a movie. It's awesome. Have to watch. Much, much better than The Wolf on Wall Street explaining how the scams work. The reality is they were focusing on a boiler room operation. What I'm telling you is there's no difference. None. It's just the size and scope. And the fact, of course, that if you are in one of the too big to fail firms, you can keep doing it again and again and again and again. Maybe get in trouble, pay a fine from time to time, but you're going to eventually walk. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. They knew that Snap was garbage. But what they had to do was they had to keep the stock price up for a period of time so then they could get out their big customers, the insiders, the people to them that really matter. That's it. Everybody else, you're caught holding the bag. You know, I cringed. I cringed when Snap was going public because all of the all of the little brokerage firms out there, the Betterments and all these other ones, they were all happy because millennials were investing for the first time and they were going to make their first stock investment in Snap. Great. Great. I'm saying to myself, fantastic. All these kids are going to lose their shirt on the first investment they make and then they're going to be sticking the money in a can and burying it in their backyard from now until eternity because they're going to be scared off the stock market. Brilliant. Fantastic. Because I knew it was a piece of beep. You know, let me explain to you. Morgan Stanley advisors, brokers, whatever the hell you, whatever they, I don't even know what they're calling themselves. Wealth managers, private bankers. They're told what to put into people's accounts based upon what the analysts tell them. Does anybody actually believe that the Morgan Stanley analysts, I'm going to ask this question again, thought that Snap was a good idea, was a good investment? No. No. I'm going to take everybody back in time a little bit here. This is going back to the 1990s. And again, we were at the forefront of exposing all the scams and the fraud that was taking place, and it was going at 100 miles an hour. But nobody was really paying attention because, hey, every party was on, okay? Everybody was getting their stock market drink on, so to speak. Party was on. Nobody wanted to believe that, hey, you know what? These companies are actually not worth very much. And one of the more interesting things that I watched happen during the 1990s was Morgan Stanley, traditional white shoe, fuddy-duddy, yacht club, Bushwood Country Club firm, all of a sudden decides to go out and purchase Dean Witter. Dean Witter. You remember the old Dean Witter commercials from, what was it, the 1970s, early 1980s, with the black and white commercial? They actually had Dean Witter branches inside Sears stores back in the 70s. I'm positive. But anyway, I'm like, what in the world? Morgan Stanley's going to buy Dean Witter? Why? And they actually even changed their symbol. Now, you know how difficult that is to get big-time WASPs from Morgan Stanley to lower themselves to change it to Morgan Stanley, Dean Witter, their stock symbol, MSDW, for a while. Until it's now back. It's back to MS. You know, there's no more. No sign of Dean Witter. Whatever happened? That'd be good. What in the world ever happened to Dean Witter? I'll tell you. They got destroyed. Morgan Stanley was late to the party when it came to investment banking deals and IPOs back then. They then went full court press. Mary Meeker, their analyst, who I still think actually is their head analyst at Morgan Stanley, which is extraordinary based upon the fact that her track record is godforsaken awful. What they did was they used the Dean Witter clients to buy up all of the crappy IPO garbage that they were taking public. It gave them the opportunity to take out their Morgan Stanley bigwigs and sell it to the little people. And eventually, when the whole thing came crashing down, oh, it was just a market crash. We didn't know. You know, it was hysteria. Right. The bigwig clients got out. The smaller ones were left holding the bag. And that, unfortunately, people, is what has happened to Wall Street with these big investment firms. They weren't always like this. But I'm watching these companies today and how they're being structured and all the stuff that's taking place at Silicon Valley and the snaps of the world. And I'm like, give me a break. You went from loving the company, telling your clients that this was a great deal and taking it public and putting a $28 price target and now lowering the price target to $16, all in a matter of a few months. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break right here. I go off on rants on this stuff, and I don't want to scare people in regards to something. We'll talk about that when we get back. I want to remind everybody, get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. It's one word, watchdogonwallstreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff as well. Up on the website right now, you can get our free white paper. I just put it out explaining everything that's going on with retirement, how things are changing. This is cutting edge type of stuff. And again, it's free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5985.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar Model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease. It is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Wow. Not the only one. You see, it's a late other IPO, Blue Apron. That's like the old the line from Anchorman. Well, that escalated quickly. Except it didn't escalate. It went backwards. I pulled this story up as well. It was kind of interesting. This was a ripoff and scam story. It popped into my head. This is actually near to where I live on the North Shore of Long Island. A bunch of men claiming that they had the next big social media platform and was raising money for the thing. It was all a scam. It's all a scam. And these guys got caught, and they're all going to go to jail. Do you think anyone at Morgan Stanley or any of the other big firms who push this crap on people, do you think anything is going to happen to them at all? Of course not. I actually wrote a column about Morgan Stanley. This was back in November 2005. And back then, I said, Morgan Stanley and 11 other brokerage firms, including Merrill Lynch, Smith Barney, Bank of America, have been told they must defend a lawsuit claiming they engineered an industry-wide scheme to rig initial public offerings. The suit was filed on behalf of investors who have sold shares in as many as 800 internet companies after they went public. The big brokerage firms conspiring to manipulate IPOs for their own advantage is a story we've been talking about for a long time. At this time, for 5 years now. Now it's been going on, what, 17 years longer? 18, 20 years? The process that they used is called laddering. They get their biggest and best clients into the IPO at the IPO price, get other investors into buying the IPO after it goes public at a much higher price. They may sprinkle 50, 100 shares into these clients' accounts to make them feel more comfortable, to make them feel special. But eventually they're buying a ton of aftermarket at a substantially higher price. What then happens is eventually everything comes back down to earth. Now, everybody think about it this way, okay? You got to think about it in terms of if the owners of a company were willing to sell you a portion of their company at, let's say, $20 a share on Monday. Why are you willing to pay $30 a share after it goes public on Tuesday when the owners themselves only felt that it was worth $20 a share. That doesn't make any sense. Again, it's like the Chewbacca defense. It doesn't make any sense. Don't do that. Especially in some of these companies that have no earnings whatsoever and none in the foreseeable future. But anyway, I wanted to talk about this as well. And again, this is my fault. Okay, this is on me. And this happens often. And I probably should remind my listeners a little bit more. I'm sarcastic. I make fun. We use all sorts of analogies when we go after these ripoffs and scams and go after these big firms. But I don't want to scare people off in the sense that we're here to help you. If you've been victimized or if you've had a situation, you're working with one of these firms, and you give us a call, you send me an email, you ask for our help, do you think I'm going to start yelling at you and jumping down your throat? Of course not. That's ridiculous. We're here to help you. This is what we've been doing from the get-go, is helping out investors. Our account repair kit was our initial kit that we had back in, mid-1990s, helping out victims of boiler room operations. This is what we're here to do. I'm on the air, people. So, again, you can't see my face. So I really have got to try to get my point across when it comes to this stuff. On top of it, it's a bit of therapy for me as well. Because I will give you the flip side. And I've explained my whole Sisyphean thing there, pushing the rock on top of the hill, having it roll back down on top of me. I've been doing this job for a very, very long time. And when you consistently see people getting ripped off and scammed, and it's in essence the same thing again and again and again, does it grow frustrating for me? Sure it does. Sure it does. Sure. Do I get frustrated? Do I get angry? Yes. I'm not angry with you. We're going to still hold your hand. We're going to try to make the situation best out of the bad situation. Again, you know, you lost your shirt. Okay, you bought in a Snapchat at $29 and it's at $15. I can't make your money come back. I can't. It's not going to happen overnight. It's like everything else in life. It's going to take work, time, and effort. And honestly, that's a battle as well. It really is. It's a battle. People lose money. They lose serious money in the market. They want it back right away. I mean, you have a stock. Again, this is simple math, but most people don't even get it. You have a stock that goes from 20 to 10. You lost 50%. You need to see 100% to get back to where you were. If you think that I'm in the business of making 100% overnight, you're wrong. Nobody is in that business. Liars are in that business. Anyway, got to take a break. Listen, people, this is what we're here for. We're here to help you out. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. The number again, 800-471-5984. Be right back. Looking up our place to go.
Where they play the right music, getting in the swing. You're Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
My administration has been fighting to bring back our manufacturing jobs and to crack down on foreign countries that cheat. Get a lot of them.
President Trump talking about improving numbers in the American economy and the drop-off in unemployment, saying his policies have helped increase employment in the United States. The president said he's going to continue to fight to stop foreign nations from taking American dollars and American jobs.
We will end the theft of American prosperity, and we will stand up for our companies, our factories, and our workers.
A wildfire near Yosemite National Park causing thousands of people to evacuate from several Northern California communities. Nearly 5,000 people have been forced to flee the Detweiler fire. The fire has burned nearly 75 square miles. It's destroyed dozens of structures and is threatening thousands. Officials with Cal Fire say that the fire so far is just 7% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You're listening to WHCR-DB.
It can be expensive. Joining us again is award-winning news and tech journalist Andrea Smith to talk about some of her back-to-school favorites. Welcome, Andrea.
Oh, thanks for having me, Angie. Acer's Aspire R15 is a convertible notebook. It's got a 360-degree hinge, so it transforms from a laptop for doing the schoolwork to a tent or tablet mode for kicking back and watching a movie in the dorm room. You can get this on Amazon for under $800. Students are using open Wi-Fi on campus, so it's really important to protect that with software like Kaspersky Total Security 2017. It protects you from those online threats, so your data and privacy are always protected, even when you're using this open Wi-Fi.
All right, Andrea, where do we go for more info?
For more information on all these back-to-school items, head over to dailylounge.com.
Excellent. Thanks. Well, I'm now always glad to have you, Andrea.
Thank you, Angie.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
This was actually pointed out to me. I would have eventually found it. It's one of the publications I look at every single day. One of our listeners and clients. Chris, look, this is what you're talking about on your show. You've been talking about this for years, and it's in the news. I'm like, I thank you. Thank you, but that happens often here if you've been listening to this program. Going back to our infancy, we've been on the air for 17 years, but my newsletter for over 20. You've been following us. You would have known about the dot-com collapse. You would have known about Enron. You would have known about the credit crunch and the fall in real estate and all that good stuff. We told you. And it doesn't make me a genius by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not claiming to be. It makes me, I have a capacity to ignore conventional wisdom and the BS that is being sold. Not in the mainstream media, business press, you name it. But anyway, it was an obscure story. It was on Bloomberg. Working past 70, Americans can't seem to retire. U.S. seniors are employed at the highest rate in 55 years. And all of these statistics in regards to what senior citizens are doing today. This statistic I found interesting as well is when surveyed, 61% of American retirees say they retired sooner than they planned. That's more than anywhere else in the world. Again, this is just a fact of life. And it's something we've been preparing people for over 20 years now. And rather than look at it as a woe is me, this is terrible, this is awful, we've looked at it from a very, very different point of view and prepared our clients in a very different way. Nothing wrong with having a side job when you're in your 60s and your 70s, or I don't care how old. I've got clients that are working in their 80s, not because they have to, it's because they want to. You're giving up a bit of your identity when you decide to stop working, especially if you're one of those go-getter types out there. But there's other factors involved. We talked about longevity. Now, granted, obviously, mortality is going in the wrong direction right now, and that's due to the opiate epidemic. But the reality for people who are, once you reach 65, you got a very good chance of hitting 85. And one of the worst things in the entire world, and I know I've said it again and again and again here on the program, is you do not want to be living those years of your life fearful of running out of money. That stinks. That stinks. You've led an accomplished life. You know, you get to a point that, you know, you're getting in your work in your 40s, your 50s, 60s. You can go on vacations when you want. You can do things that you want. And now all of a sudden you're being put on a budget. It's like you went back in college and you were on a budget. You only had a limited amount of money that you could spend over the course of the week. You want to go back to doing that? No way. Another aspect as well. And, you know, we've talked about the longevity. We talked about the demographics of it. And I was reminded of this again this past week. We had to do, we've been on road, the Markowski family's been on Road Trip Central. We went a really nice one this past week. We were in Annapolis, Maryland, had a big lacrosse tournament down there. And was this actually listening to a little music in the car and then the satellite radio. And they had the 90s channel and the 80s channel, which where I tend to hover in around there. 70s, 60s, 70s. And I love those channels. Kind of bounce from place to place there. Song comes on and I'm like, it seemed like yesterday the song was on the radio. And I'm like, I go to my wife. I said, you know, this song was out in 1998. So it was 20 years ago. And it's kind of funny if you think about it, because time, when you're younger, seems to last forever. I remember my dad cranking Dion in the car when we were younger, and I'm like, it's 20 years old. That's really, really old. I'm like, it's not really, really old. Time flies. But oftentimes people forget what it was like not too long ago. We've been in this ultra-low interest rate environment for a very long period of time. And I'm telling you, pension funds out there, they can't deal with it. A lot of retirement plans out there haven't planned accordingly. And I don't care what they're telling you about inflation and inflation is low. That's a lie. We all know it's a lie. We all pay our bills. You know, the funny thing is they keep lying to us. Oh, there's no inflation out there. I'm like, really? Where do you live? Huh? Do you live with King Friday in the neighborhood of make-believe? Because it's everywhere, man. Yeah. Your money's not going anywhere, and it's not earning you anything either, your cash and cash equivalents. Talk a little bit more about this. Going to take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Take advantage. Sign up for our retirement crisis. Prepare for the retirement crisis white paper available there at the website along with other great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease, it is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
See, again, John's doing it to me here. He's playing an old Prince tune. This is from Around the World in a Day album, Raspberry Beret. I am guessing 1985, 86, in and around there with this one. Do with this sometime. I'm a dork, okay? I admit it. I'm a bit of a dork when it comes to this. When stuff happens like this, I will go and I'll be like, I wonder what the CD rates were back in 1985, 86. Again, hey, how was that economy in the 1980s? Pretty good, huh? Pretty good. And guess what? Guess what? Interest rates weren't at these ridiculously low levels either, were they? And things were just fine. And guess what? People could buy houses, too. Were mortgage rates higher? Yes, they were. Yes, they were. But did people still buy houses? Yes, they did. You're lied to. You're told, oh, no, mortgage rates are going to go up. It's going to be terrible. This past week, oh, mortgage applications are way down and mortgage rates ticked up. Why? Because refis are down? So what? It's a refi. You borrowed a couple hundred thousand dollars for 3.5%. That's pretty darn good. Who cares? It doesn't matter. And again, I'll talk about this on the program today, understanding how these interest rates work and real estate values. But it's a killer when it comes to people who save money. It's a killer when it comes to retirement savings. I try to tell people that I know that they said, you know what, I'm out, Gary, I'm out. They're done with working. That they need to keep 5 years of cash and cash equivalents. That's in cash and cash equivalents, ready to go. Because you don't know what is going to happen. We call that our portfolio fire drill. That's something that you need to do. Now, if that 5 years of cash is for all intents and purposes losing you money, because it is losing you money, you're going backwards. It's harder to retire. I explained this years ago. I was screaming at Alan Greenspan. I was like, Greenspan is like Homer Simpson. He comes into my house, comes into my garage, and steals my tools. I'm like Ned Flanders. Steals the tools and never returns those tools. There's nothing wrong with higher rates. Do you have any trouble getting a house? In fact, it was easier to get a mortgage when mortgage rates were at, what, 6, 7%? I think my first mortgage, 7.5% than it was today. It's also nice to get some level of return on your cash and cash equivalents. It's another aspect when it comes to retirement that a lot of people are not paying attention to. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Hey, I got to get into a few ripoffs and scams. Maybe do a little bit on Greenspan and Yellen when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, we are probably the only radio program ever that can talk about interest rates and not induce comas. It's our claim to fame here. Anyway, and insurance as well. Welcome back to the Watchdog Wall Street Show. At least I hope I'm not inducing comas out there with this stuff. It's important. It's important. And the reality is most people, they don't get it. And people in Wall Street and in the know, they know that most people don't get it. And they take advantage of people's ignorance. Rather than try to make people smarter, they rather try to take advantage of you. And again, how many times you're being told, there's no inflation out there. It's great. It's great. Mortgage rates are great out there. Well, what if you're 70 years old and you don't have a mortgage? What good does that do you? Not to mention the fact that ultra low interest rates artificially increase the price of homes. There's an inverse relationship that, again, one of the more difficult things for me to explain to people here on the program is that relationship. If you want to really make money, I'll give you, here it is. You want to really make a lot of money in real estate, a lot of money. I'll tell you how to do it right now. Everybody paying attention? Real simple. Okay. Have a lot of cash on hand, a lot of cash. And when, I don't know if they ever will, because these central banks seem to be working in cahoots together to artificially depress rates forever so they can continue to let the governments borrow money at these ultra-low rates. If rates happen to go up, let's just pretend, neighborhood of make-believe, interest rates go back to where they were in the late 1970s, 1980, 1981. Let's say it's 18%. 18%. Well, wow, if you got a lot of cash, with interest rates at 18%, then all of a sudden people can't afford to buy as much, can they? So the value of real estate comes down precipitously. And then you don't have to borrow money or pay the 18% interest. You buy with cash. Eventually, interest rates turn around. Then, you know what? People can get access to more money. That's where you see big money in real estate. I just explained it to you. Anyway, yeah, it's an issue. People ask me all the time, when are rates going to go up? I'm not so sure they are. I've said this here on the program. How in the world can these central banks get interest rates up to any sort of normalcy, anywhere close to normalcy? Do you understand that normalcy would bankrupt the United States and most European nations? Put us under. Most of our debt is in short-term instruments that we have to roll over again and again and again. They can't allow those rates to go back up there. No way. Not now. Anyway, I got to get into some ripoffs and scams here. This is one that we warned you about, talked about this here. An Ivy League educated financier whose friends and family invested millions of dollars with her investment firms. The sentence on Tuesday, get this, okay? 3 years in prison, 3 years, blew $23 million, lost $23 million of her client's money. All of it gone. Again, Harvard educated. Used her Harvard degree to win the trust of people. Actually, basically lied and stole from people that she knew. Yeah. Yeah. The judge called the money Park lost over a 6-year period for more than 40 investors staggering. She continued to solicit new investors with claims of, get this, claims of annual returns up to nearly 50%. Again, fake monthly statements that hid massive losses resulting from risky investments. Again, who's going to question the person with the Harvard degree? Who's going to question that person, right? Oh, let me tell you, all the crooks that I find with Harvard degrees. Hey, I was there. Okay. Listen, you think that I didn't, you think I was always immune to this? Yeah. The firm that I was working at when I first got to downtown, you know, everybody's degree on the wall, Hopkins, Harvard, Yale, Princeton. They're all a bunch of criminals, for crying out loud. And I'm saying to myself, I'm questioning things that are going on, and I'm saying to myself, but wait, these people went to these schools. This can't be. Oh, yeah? Yeah, Ken. What's the rule here? I'll say it again. I said it once already on the program. Simple rule here at Markowski Investments and the Watchdog on Wall Street Radio Show. And this rule works every single time it's tried. So it's a law of the universe rule. It's like gravity. And if you follow this rule and you abide by it, you understand it, man, your chances of being taken go way down. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. 50% gains. Again, all one needs to do is to plug in an annualized return of 50%. And understand that in 20 to 30 years, if you know, starting out with like $10,000-$15,000, you're going to be the wealthiest person on the planet. By far. How is it possible to show a 50% per year return? But again, people, she's got the Harvard degree. She's so smart. And again, 3 years. 3 years in prison, $23 million. Well, what would happen if you went on a spree of robbing banks and you stole $23 million? You think they give you 3 years? Joke. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We got a couple more action-packed hours coming up.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
My administration has been fighting to bring back our manufacturing jobs and to crack down on foreign countries that cheat. Get a lot of them.
President Trump talking about improving numbers in the American economy and the drop-off in unemployment, saying his policies have helped increase employment in the United States. The president said he's going to continue to fight to stop foreign nations from taking American dollars and American jobs.
We will end the theft of American prosperity, and we will stand up for our companies, our factories, and our workers.
A wildfire near Yosemite National Park causing thousands of people to evacuate from several Northern California communities. Nearly 5,000 people have been forced to flee the Detweiler fire. The fire has burned nearly 75 square miles. It's destroyed dozens of structures and is threatening thousands. Officials with Cal Fire say that the fire so far is just 7% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to prostatereport.com. That's prostatereport.com.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who's close friends with Senator John McCain, speaking out about his friends.